about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Archer and Mia with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Health has been ordered to pay nearly $40,000 to a worker who has been discriminated against when her contract was not renewed after she fell pregnant. Melanie Rolfe claimed she was discriminated against the basis of gender and pregnancy when the contract wasn't renewed. Ms. Rolfe was also told that her contract had to be cancelled and restarted in case the hospital needed to pay someone in the interim. Queensland's Miles government is set to enhance rooftop solar and energy storage capabilities in Townsville, aiming to distribute clean energy benefits beyond solar households. With a $40 million investment in the Townsville Local Renewable Energy Zone pilot project, up to 18.8 megawatts an hour of battery storage will be deployed. This initiative, a first for Queensland, seeks to optimise local energy assets like electric vehicles and chargers. Minister Mick DeBrinney highlights the project's community empowerment and potential for affordable, resilient energy solutions amidst broader clean energy initiatives statewide. In national news, firefighters have successfully rescued a man stuck in a hole in Perth's northern suburbs after being stuck for more than 3 hours. Emergency services arrived at the home at 3 p.m. and located the man in his 40s in the 3-meter deep hole, which the firefighters braced with large planks in hopes to free the man. Officers then took the man to hospital where he has assessed and has walked away with no threatening injuries.
Hobart's Museum of Old and New Art has relocated Picasso's artworks to a female toilet cubicle following a discrimination ruling. The move responds to a complaint where Mona denied a man's entry to its women-only ladies' lounge. Curator Kersha Cacelli appealed the decision in Tasmania's Supreme Court, cited a legal loophole. The lounge, originally a space exploring gender dynamics through art, remains closed pending legal resolution, prompting debate on gender equality in public spaces. In international news, Julian Assange's protracted legal journey spanning over 14 years and involving global negotiations has taken an unexpected twist. The WikiLeaks founder, known for exposing classified US documents, is set to appear in a courtroom on the Northern Mariana Islands, a US territory in the Pacific. Following a deal with the US Department of Justice, Assange is expected to plead guilty, possibly leading to his freedom after years in confinement. For your weather today, Brisbane is fun, fresh, and fabulous. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional